This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the annual Splash and Dash with the YMCA, and happy to have one of the coordinators with me, a co-chair or co-coordinator, I should say, Tom McNaughton. And Tom, it's so good to have you back on the program again.
Thanks, Dale. I really appreciate being here and getting a chance to talk about the Splash and Dash again.
So when this is going to be happening?
It's going to be this coming Saturday, July 13th. Bone pool, and it'll be in the morning, and it's a pretty exciting event.
For those who may not be familiar with the Splash and Dash, tell us what that is all about then, Tom.
Okay, it's for kids, and we have a half-a-mile fun run for kids who are 6 and under, and that really is fun. It's, there's no training involved. They just show up and go run a half a mile. And a lot of times the parents are running along with them and coaching or coaxing them to get to the finish line. And so that part of it's great. But then the Splash and Dash itself, the concept is a triathlon, which would be swim, bike, run, or a duathlon, which is run, bike, run.
Okay.
And they, each age group is for kids who are 7 to 14. But each age group, it's a one-year age group. So 7-year-olds are competing with 7-year-olds, and 8-year-olds are competing with 8-year-olds. And in fact, in the triathlon, the 7-year-olds all start at the same time in the pool. And then 5 minutes later, the 8-year-olds start. And then 5 minutes after that, 9-year-olds start. And we do that all the way through 13, 14.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, it's a so that's what a triathlon is. It's at Bone Pool, so Riverside Park. And we, they swim, come across the pool deck to a little transition area where their bicycles are. They do a 2-mile bike ride. The younger kids, the 7 through 10-year-olds, do a 2-mile bike ride in that neighborhood.
Okay.
The 11 to 14-year-olds do double the distance. So they do double the distance on the swim and double the distance on the bike. And then they do a run out and back on the Kiwanis Trail. So,
okay.
Yeah, and it takes about 30 volunteers to pull this off, because you have to have people on the bike route, making sure the kids make the right turns and
sure,
and that it's safe. You know, at every intersection they go through, we have a volunteer watching for traffic for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have volunteers in charge of the run portion. We have a whole bunch of kids who are lifeguards from Bowen Pool staff who help with the swimming. Bill Kenyon has been our starter forever. This is, I think, our 17th year of doing Splash and Dash. So he and Joe Wagley and Jeff Rising are on the pool deck making sure that aspect goes well. And then we time it, and we have – it's complicated because every time a group starts, we have to deduct that amount of time off of their full time at the end. And so we have about 4 or 5 people that – keep it coordinated in that way. And we have a volunteer coordinator, and we have people that handle the registration. So it ends up being a very large responsibility.
Yeah.
But it ends up being really, it's entertaining. The enthusiasm is high. And when we have volunteers come to help out, but we don't have a specific responsibility, we just say, if you can just be there supporting the kids and be loud, that's what we want, and that's what happens.
Yeah.
It's
a
great community event.
It sure is. And it's not just for those here in Adrian proper, is it, Tom?
Oh, no, it's not. We do have. We've had people from Ann Arbor. There was an entire triathlon club that came from, it was an hour and a half.
Wow.
From here, and we have some people from Toledo. The YMCA, now being part of the Toledo YMCA, this event gets promoted through all the Toledo YMCAs, too, so we have kids from there. We have the pool in Blissfield really helps us promote there, so I actually talked to the coordinator there yesterday, and he said he has 8 to 10 kids coming from Blissfield, so clearly not just an Adrian event.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when they go to register for this, how do they register for it, Tom?
Go to the Toledo YMCA website and then look for event, you know, the Frank and Shirley Dick Y events, and then it will pop up under the events page for that. And it's the process has been difficult in the past. And apparently we've improved it this year so that it's easier for parents to register their kids for it. So that's the way to do it, is going to the Y. But if not, a parent can call the Y and also register that way.
Okay.
And now I'm not sure, I don't have the YMCA's phone number memorized, but I think it's 263-2181 that a person could call. So
I think you might be
register
right on that.
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that sounds good. You know, and you mentioned about the bikes. Are the bikes provided, or do they need to bring their own bikes now?
I'm glad you asked that question. They need to bring their own bikes.
Okay.
And in addition to that, they need to have a helmet.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, for the safety aspect of it, we expect the kids will come with their own bike and their own helmet. And the transition for a triathlon is actually fun to watch, because you get out of the pool and you're wet.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to pull on socks and shoes and a shirt, and it doesn't go very well. In fact, I know I did the triathlon at Clark Lake one year, and I couldn't get my shirt on. And I was whining like a little kid trying to do it. It's hard.
Yeah.
But, everyone is expected to be bringing all that they need for all three things. And so
sure.
In the beginning, we wanted to have parents not in the transition areas, that kids had to do it all on their own. And a couple of years ago, we thought, why are we doing that? Why? This is hard.
Yeah.
And so now we have the parents in the transition areas helping their kids get their socks and shoes and shirt on, and making sure their bicycle helmets on. And we have, you know, Lori Lilly and Holly Baker have for years been the transition people, and they're fantastic. But it is really good to have the parents helping too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
The thing is, with having the Splash and Dash event, Tom, really has a number one, to keep the kids active and make sure they still are doing something during the summer, but also that it has a long-term effect, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how, one great example is Nathan Letson. Nathan now is 21 or 22. He was one of the best cross-country runners that I had at Adrian High School. And when he was a senior, his mom brought me a picture of me and Nathan when Nathan was 8 years old in the Splash and Dash.
Oh, no kidding.
You know, with my arm around Nathan.
Yeah.
And there are so many of the kids who do, right now, you know, Adrian High School's cross-country program is very strong. You know, we finished top 10 in the state the last 4 years for the boys, and the girls will be top five this year. And then the swim team, also
yes.
fourth in the state the last couple of years.
Yes.
Well, you wonder where the seed got planted for that.
Right.
And almost all of those kids, both the swimmers and the runners, have done Splash and Dash when they were really little. And you think, well, gee, maybe that's where the seed got planted. And they get the confidence to know that they can do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was saying to you before we went on the air that we have kids now who are on scholarship, full rides, running for sure. And now and we have some swimmers coming that will be full ride college swimmers. So, did it start at Splash and Dash? Possibly.
Possibly.
Yeah, you don't know where the seed got planted, but
yeah.
The outcomes can be pretty major from doing this. And then just the day of, the kids have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so that in and of itself is worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that makes it the whole worthwhile throughout the whole thing. And that's what the Y is all about.
Well, it is. And this is an event that really reflects what the Y is. It was started by Greg Eddings and Russ Dempsey.
Oh, yeah.
And I really think this is our 17th year of doing it. But and then Kiwanis has been very involved from the beginning, and they're our major sponsor. They're our one of our banner sponsors, along with Braiseway. And then we have a whole bunch of others that also help out. I mentioned Bill Kenyon. Well, Bill Kenyon and Associates is a sponsor that and Plastic Omnium and Adrian Mechanical Services Bill and Holly, or Holly Baker is a sponsor.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, just there, it ends up being a substantial fundraiser for the Y, mm-hmm. but it also is a great event that matches the mission of the Y, and getting kids to be active certainly is part of the Y's mission. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So and then just a great community event. So
sure,
yeah, we're feeling pretty good about it.
Absolutely. So if they are what would like to be able to be part of this,
yes.
as we're talking about this right now, it's going to be when and where again, Tom?
Okay, this Saturday it's going to be on July 13th, Riverside Park, which is, you know, more people may know Boehm Pool,
yep.
is at Riverside Park. And the whole thing is pretty much contained. The bike ride goes through that neighborhood, but otherwise the run and the swim are right there. And the way they register is go to the YMCA website, and then go to Frank and Shirley Dick and find the splash and dash there. And we, the more kids we have, the better. We generally end up with between 80 and 100 kids. So that makes it a real substantial event. And we've had kids who are 3 years old do the fun run. So that fun run starts at 8:30 in the morning, and it really is. That's a real fun run. Most people say, you know, when they see a 5K and think it's a fun run, it's not that much fun.
Yeah.
but the half mile with 3 to 6 year old kids, that's fun.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, and then the event itself is really, really great. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So we're excited about doing this.
And you know, there's a registration fee, of course, that goes along with it, right?
Well, thanks for bringing that up. It's $5 for the fun run and $10 for the event. Normally, registration fees now for this type of event are $25 or $30. The sponsors are the reason that we can keep the cost so low. We want the cost to not be a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, well, we'll pay for the cost of doing this through sponsorships.
There you go.
And yeah, and so our sponsors really make the difference. And you know, I didn't mention Wagley Group, Kapnick, Josie Whedon. There's a bunch of people who are really helping financially to make this all go well.
Great community partners, though.
For sure.
Yeah.
And for most of them, it kind of makes sense because they're the types of people who are also active themselves. The organizations that are involved are aware of this because of their own activity, you know, physical activity and healthy lifestyle that we're trying to promote.
That's right.
At the Y and promote through this event. And I really should also say that Myla Luce is the Y employee that kind of is making this all happen. You know, she is the one that makes sure that we have shirts and medals and the contacts are made and that the registrations are done properly and all that. So, Myla is a huge part of it, too.
And thanks for her, all her work that she's put into it, as well as yourself, Tom, as well.
Well, thank you, Dale. Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yep. It's been a labor of love.
Yeah.
And to, you know, be sitting here 17 years after the first one, pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame you. Splash and Dash is going to be on Saturday, July 13th, again at Riverside Park Boehm Pool here in Adrian, and get and sign up for it.
Yeah, one other thing that I really need to mention is that if a person wants to register on the day before, you know, the night before, mm-hmm. we'll be at Boehm Pool from 5 to 7. That's where people go to get their race numbers, and a person could register at that time right there on site.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, so we want to do that. I want people to know that also.
Great, great.
Okay.
Tom, thank you so much.
Oh,
appreciate it.
Thanks, Dale. I really appreciate being here.
Tom McNaughton, my guest here with the YMCA Splash and Dash. I'm Dale Gartner here on Community Conversation, and we'll talk again soon.